From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. Marin County has a little gem of a theater company, and it's called the Porchlight Theater. Now in their 12th season, Porchlight features professional actors in outdoor summer productions, presented in a charming redwood grove tucked into a hillside at the Marin Art and Garden Center in Ross, California. Even though they're a small company, Porchlight has been honored with several San Francisco Bay Area Theater Critics Circle nominations and won the award for Outstanding Production for Enchanted April in 2007. Going to a Porchlight show is a wonderful way to spend an evening. And this year, Porchlight invited Bay Area theater icon Jim Dunn to direct their production of the play Scapino, a comedy dell'arte farce based on a Molière play from the 1700s. I was lucky enough to be invited to the opening night last week, and the show is terrific. Jim Dunn's here to talk about the show, and as a bonus, later on we'll talk to Michael Barr, who plays the title role of Scapino. So Jim, welcome to the field trip.
Thank you, Mitch.
Well, it's fitting that your play is being done outdoors because that's historically correct for this type of show. Tell us about Commedia dell'arte.
Well, the Commedia was an Italian invention of the Renaissance, and it was a street theater. The actors performed out in squares, and they passed the hat. There were no scripts as such. They did what was called scenarios, situations, and each of the characters reacted to a situation, and so they did a lot of local humor. No matter what city they were in, they would play, say, they would bring in political figures or literary figures or popular figures of the time would be brought in and made fun of in the course of the productions. By the 18th century, the Commedia had been formalized into more scriptalized scripture form, and then began to be played as regular plays. The Europeans had become very fond of it, especially the French playwright Molière, and so many of his plays, of course, are formed on the whole basis of Commedia dell'arte.
Well, this is a big slapstick comedy, right?
Yes.
And it features the same characters that appear in a lot of Commedia dell'arte shows.
That's right. There's usually like two miserly old fathers. There's usually a set of two sets of lovers, and there always is a set of servants who are kind of the leads of the play, who kind of provoke the action and push the action along, get into trouble, and then get out of trouble because of their wits.
And this is no exception. It's set in contemporary Naples, and you've got a beautiful little set built by Ron Krempitz. Tell me about that.
Well, yeah, Ron and I have worked together for years and years and years, and we did this production. We did a production of Scapino, about 12 years ago out at Stinson Beach, and we did that together. So we kind of got our heads together and used ideas from that production into this production. We had a very small budget. We were really working like the old street theater comedians in Italy because we had to put everything together with practically nothing. It was a lot of fun.
The show works really great, I think, even though you have a simple set. It's really pretty much all you need, and the actors that you assembled are great, too. You got some terrific music that Stephen Dietz put together for you, a very good local sound designer.
Right, right.
He's got some of that Nino Rota, that Fellini music.
That's
in there.
Right. We're using a lot of Fellini's composer in the show.
Well, you've got some terrific actors in it, too. Chris Hammond, some of the people that we've seen before at Marin Shakespeare and some of the other great venues locally. Who else you got in there aside from Michael Barr?
Well, besides Michael Barr, I have Buzz Halsing, who I've worked with before, and he's done a lot of comic stuff, and Chris Hammond. But Michael's brand new. I had never worked with him before, so it's been a great treat.
Well, you mentioned Buzz Halsing, and Buzz, one of the things that I like about Buzz is his musical ability. And he starts the show off with a very funny number about macaroni. And
Yes, it's a number that the authors, Frank Dale and Frank Dunlap and Jim Dale, has written the song, and it's based on an Italian menu. So everything in the song is right off an Italian menu.
It's a great way to get the show started.
Yeah, it is fun, and the audience always loves it.
Well, you know, you're known for your ability to cast shows. I don't know if you'd agree, but a lot of people say that once you got the casting right, 50% of the show is together.
You know, that's my feeling is that a good 90% of the director's job is done if you cast properly.
Well, you sure got it done well in this show. How's it to direct outdoors? I know that you had a long history with the Mountain Play, directing outdoors. This is a smaller venue, but still outdoors. Is it the same directing indoors as outdoors, or is there any...
Well, no, it's different. It is somewhat different. You have to be careful because you have the elements you're dealing with, and sometimes you get wind, sometimes you get the cold, and you have to just deal with it unlike working on indoor theater where you can control the elements, you can't at all outdoors. And I've been fortunate. I've worked an awful lot outdoors. I worked at Stinson Beach. I worked up on the mountain. And I've worked for Marin Shakespeare Festival. So I've had a lot of outdoor experience.
What do you got coming up next?
Oh, next? Yeah, I'm doing two things this next winter. I'm doing a show at the Ross Valley Players, a World War I piece called Journey's End that was written in 1928 by a man by the name of R.C. Sheriff, who himself had been in the trenches during the First War. And it's a very, very powerful piece. I'm looking forward to it. I saw it in London a couple of years ago. There was a revival of it, and it was marvelous, marvelous show. I'm doing that, and then I'm going to do a production of Taming of the Shrew at the college in the spring.
That first show, is that a British show?
Yes, it is. It's English. It was written by a playwright by the name of R.C. Sheriff, who became a screenwriter later on. In fact, it was Laurence Olivier's first West End role. I saw it in London about 2 years ago. Yes, it was. They had a revival of it, and it was very successful. In fact, it played in Broadway, came to Broadway a couple of years ago, too, and also had a great revival there.
Well, Jim, it's always great talking to you, mate. Thanks so much. I'm going to talk to Michael. Good luck with the show. It's absolutely fabulous. I'm going to encourage everybody to go see it. Another great Jim Dunn production. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, mate.
Bye-bye.
Well, continuing on the subject of the Porchlight Theatre's production of Scapino, I'm lucky enough to be able to chat now with Michael Barr, who plays the title role of Scapino. Michael, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sure. I loved the show the other night. You did a fabulous job. Tell me about this role. You don't stop for 1 minute.
No. I have a couple of breaks, but that's about it. I'm on stage a lot.
Tell me a bit about your history.
Well, I've been an actor here in the Bay Area for about 14, 15 years now. I'm originally from Denver, Colorado, and I went to college in Mexico at College of Santa Fe, which is now the Santa Fe School for the Arts, I think. Went to school there, and then I went back to Colorado for about a year, and then I moved out here in 1998, and I've been here ever since.
Well, great. What other productions have you been involved with?
Well, I've worked all for the Bay Area. I've worked with the Pacific Alliance Stage Company up in Roanoke Park, California Conservatory Theater in San Leandro, the Willows Theater out in Concord, the San Francisco Shakespeare Festival, and as well as Porchlight Theater. This is my third production, Porchlight. So.
Yeah, and the first time being directed by Jim Dunn.
Oh, Jim is great. Jim was really great about. He's a really nice director. Because he really he let the actors play a lot this style. And, he was very specific about what he wanted when something wasn't working and we needed to fix it, when something was working and happy with it. But he was really good about giving the actors a lot of freedom to play around with the style, and it was great. He ran a really tight ship, but it was also very organic and very free, so...
Yeah, there were a lot of Jim Dunn touches in the show. I've seen a lot of his shows and been in some of them. And he has a lot of little touches that really is kind of the hallmark of his directing style.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How do you find it working outdoors? Have you done outdoor theater before?
I've done quite a bit of outdoor theater. Not just out at that particular space, but I did a show out at the Shakespeare at Stinson a number of years ago, and again, another outdoor Shakespeare festival in Livermore. So, yeah, working outdoors is definitely challenging. It takes a lot of physical and vocal energy, and it's exhausting, but in the best possible way.
Tell me what you got coming up next after this show's done.
After this particular show is done, I will be doing a play called Orlando with a company called Theater First in the East Bay in Berkeley. And it's an adaptation of the book by Virginia Woolf, Orlando. It's done by the American playwright Sarah Rule, who's a fantastic playwright. And I actually start rehearsals for that the last week of Scapino. So I'll be going from rehearsals in the East Bay over to the theater to do the last weekend of Scapino.
The life of an actor.
Yeah.
Well, I'll look forward to seeing Orlando. The Theater First is a very good company. Sarah Rule is the vibrator play, right? That's her.
Yeah, it's the vibrator play and Dead Man's Cell Phone, I believe she also wrote.
So I look forward to seeing you in that.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Michael, unfortunately, we don't have the best telephone connection today, but I do want everybody to know what a great job you're doing in this show, and the best of luck to you in your career, and we'll catch up with you down the road, okay?
Thank you very much, Mitchell.
Thanks, Michael. Well, as I said earlier, Porchlight Theater is absolutely charming. The show is lovely, it's a fun place to be, and it's even a very romantic way to spend a summer evening. Audiences are encouraged to bring picnics. A jacket and a blanket are recommended for the evening performances, which continue through July 13th. Do try to get out and see this show. It's lots of fun. You'll really have a good time. And it's directed by Jim Dunn, which is as good as it gets in the Bay Area. For more information, go to porchlight.net. And to director Jim Dunn and actor Michael Barr, thanks very much for taking us on a field trip today. Well, thanks for joining me today on the field trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that the field trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on cable channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week. We'll be right back.